So when people accuse ISKCON that it is brainwashing people and making them into devotees, how should we respond to them? One of the basic characteristics of cults, the brainwash, is that they try to take away the intelligence of people. That means you are basically, people are just reduced to robots who are supposed to do just what you are told. Now if we see what does Krishna do in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is the exact opposite. Krishna gives the knowledge to Arjuna and then he says, Vimrishyaita dasheshena yathechistana kuru. So 18.63 words of Gita, he says, now deliberate deeply on this and then you decide what you want to do. So in general, cults, this is in anti-cult theory also, they say that cults basically treat members as objects for indoctrination. As objects for indoctrination. Indoctrination, like doctrine, to put doctrine into people. To basically, indoctrination means to make people believe some things. Like say, the Muslims, they take young Muslim children and they make them to war jihadis. Indoctrinated, that you die for Allah and you will go to Jannat and you get 73 virgins in Jannat or whatever. That is indoctrination. So people are taught not to think for themselves, but just to swallow dogma that is given to them. Now if we see the Krishna conscious philosophy, there is a systematic education. There are answers to questions. The Bhagavad Gita is itself full with question answers. The Vedic tradition is filled with question answers. In fact, if you see, no other religion has this much level of question answers as much as the Vedic tradition has. So the very fact that there is systematic philosophical education, there is encouraging of questions, there is facility to get questions answered, that itself is its resonant evidence that this is not brainwashing. So people have certain conceptions which they may have acquired from various ways, but if they actually interact with devotees properly, and we shouldn't be at every opportunity trying to foist our beliefs on them. Now we should also act like normal people when we are dealing with them. And yes, we are devotees and that is an important part of our life. You could say it is even the purpose of our life. But it shouldn't be the only basis for our interacting with others. Especially if you are having a working relationship with them. If you are working with colleagues, as professionals working in a company, we perform in a competent way. We work properly. And then people see this is also part of your life. They inquire and we tell them about it. So that means if this is a devotee's life, then out of that, a devotion is a big part of the devotee's life. But when people see that devotion as the only thing in their life, and they don't appreciate the other part of our life. Other part means, we may say, what other part does a devotee have? But we have professionals, we have families. And we see that, okay, you are also living normally that way. We may not do all the things that they do. But still, when people appreciate us as human beings, if their first impression is that you are a brainwashed cult member, then that is a negative impression. But if they talk with us and say, okay, you talk politely, you are a nice person, then gradually the impression changes. Then if they ask questions and you are able to give answers, then they understand, oh, you are also. And we should also give proper answers. Sometimes we become very judgmental in giving answers. That alienates people also. Our answer should be reasonable and understandable, not judgmental. Where we condemn other people, you know, this is a Mayavadi, this is that. No, we have to properly answer people in a way that they can understand at their level. So if you give proper answers and if you behave properly with them, if you are competent in our profession, we are responsible in our family life, we are courteous in our behavior, then gradually this perception gets revised. And actually speaking, at least in India, the Krishna consciousness movement does have an overall positive perception. There is negative in certain quarters, but overall we do have people do appreciate whatever contributions we are doing. We have to find out when we are dealing with such people who are skeptical, what aspect of Krishna consciousness can be present which they will appreciate. So they also have a certain circle of what they appreciate. So they may ask, okay, if you, they may have concern, you know, you people are spending so much money on your temples, what are you doing for poor people? Then we tell them about midday meal, we tell them about food for life, they may appreciate that. Or somebody has a nationalistic sort of tendency. Then we may tell them, you know, so many people in all over the world are taking up Indian culture. They're taking up Indian principles, Indian practices they're adopting. or somebody else, whatever, you know, within their framework, should find out something that can they can appreciate. So it's not easy, but it's not impossible also. So for example, if you talk about Bhaktivedanta Hospital, where devotee doctors are working together and providing a service to the community through that hospital. So we have to, that is the sensitivity of a preacher, where how we can penetrate into their worldview and present our message in a way that they can appreciate. Okay. So thank you very much.